Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States and Cuba restored diplomatic relations just after 12 a.m. today, Washington time. Each country's mission in the other country has been upgraded from a special interest section to an embassy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will formally receive his Cuban counterpart, Rodriguez Barilla, later today. Earlier this month, President Obama said the move to reestablish ties is long overdue.
When the United States shuttered our embassy in 1961, I don't think anyone expected that it would be more than half a century before it reopened.
Embassy openings are the latest step in a renewal of relations between Washington and Havana that ended with the Cuban Revolution more than 50 years ago. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Israel, first leg of a trip to meet with allies in the region about the international nuclear deal with Iran and the ongoing fight against the Islamic State militants. He's due to hold talks Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, staunchly opposes the nuclear deal with Iran, calling it a historic mistake. Carter said he has no intention of trying to reverse Mr. Netanyahu's position. President Obama is hosting Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari for a meeting today at the White House, with the threat posed by the Boko Haram militants expected to top their agenda. 4-day trip is Mr. Buhari's first visit to Washington since being elected in March and taking office in May in a rare peaceful transition of power in Nigeria. White House said the visit emphasizes the U.S. commitment to strengthening and expanding our partnership with Nigeria's new government and supporting its people. Both the U.S. and Nigeria appear eager to improve those relations after years that were strained ties under President Goodluck Jonathan. This is VOA News. Afghan officials are saying an airstrike by international coalition forces has hit an Afghan security outpost, killing at least 8 Afghan soldiers and wounding several others in what appears to be a so-called friendly fire incident. Authorities say the airstrike took place today on an Afghan National Army outpost in the Baraki-Barak district of Logar province. U.S. officials say they are aware of the incident and an investigation is underway, but gave no further details. Banks in cash-strapped Greece open today for the first time in 3 weeks. Bank customers allowed to make a single withdrawal of $455 a week instead of only $65 in daily withdrawals. However, restrictions on cash transfers abroad will remain in place. Meantime, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has again rejected proposals to write off part of Greece's debt. Mrs. Merkel said her government will allow flexibility, show flexibility, in new talks about how Athens structures its bailout repayments. And in Athens, embattled Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras faces new parliamentary challenges this week as his administration seeks approval of a new wave of reforms demanded by European creditors in exchange for more loans. U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump among the top contenders for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination refused Sunday to back off his attack on Vietnam War record of Senator John McCain. Mr. McCain was tortured during his 5 years as a prisoner of war in Hanoi in the 1960s. At a campaign forum over the weekend, Trump said Senator McCain is a war hero because he was captured. I like people who weren't captured, unquote. Asked on Sunday on ABC's This Week if he owed the 78-year-old Arizona senator an apology, Mr. Trump replied, no, not at all. Republican presidential contender Senator Marco Rubio of Florida appeared Sunday on CNN's State of the Union program to express his displeasure with Mr. Trump.
This is not just an insult to John McCain, who clearly is a war hero and a great man, but it's an insult to all POWs, to all men and women who have served us in uniform, who have been captured in battle.
And as for Senator McCain, he has not responded to Mr. Trump's comments. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been released from a hospital in the U.S. state of Maine. He's been there for 4 days after he fell and broke a bone in his neck. 91-year-old Mr. Bush, according to doctors, is in quite good health, all other things said, and they expect him to make a full recovery. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.